It's going to be a busy weekend for sports fans. The U.S. Open tennis tournament is winding down. The college football season is underway. The NFL season kicks off tonight, and the baseball playoffs are less than a month away. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure. Hello.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
let's talk about the U.S. Open first. Serena Williams and Rafael Nadal are through to the semifinals. Roger Federer is out. What are you seeing there?
Serena Williams is poised, although she has a tough opponent to win her 101st match at the U.S. Open. That would break Chris Evert's record. She also, if she wins this whole shebang, would tie Margaret Court as the most singles wins ever for a female tennis player, 24. She hasn't won since she had her baby. She'll be 38 next month. You know, she did come in eighth. She's been fantastic. She's been dominant. She looks like the Serena of old. But then again, she hasn't won a major. She hasn't won a Grand Slam event since motherhood.
And what about on the men's side?
On the men's side, Nadal is the class of the field, and he's also cruising. Djokovic is out, and as you said, Federer is out. But Nadal, I would, again, put the money on him. He does seem poised to rock and roll in Flushing.
Okay, let's talk about the NFL. The Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers open the season tonight. We spoke to you when Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck surprised everyone with his retirement, but also this is another season when Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job in the NFL.
Right. So Kaepernick's 31. He is posting on social media, essentially reminding teams, I'm here, I'm working out. He did have a settlement with the NFL that doesn't preclude him from playing. In fact, his co-litigant in that case, Eric Reed, got picked up by the Carolina Panthers. So he did get some money for the 2 years he was out. He's been out of the league now for 3 years. When he left, there was no plausible explanation other than some form of blackballing that he was not given a job. Now, sadly, the explanations become something like, well, you haven't played in this many years, and it's not that unusual for a quarterback over 30 who's been away from the game for 3 years. So it becomes this unjustified exclusion that is gradually becoming self-justifying. And every time an opening comes up, you hear rumors, but it does seem that it's not just the quality of the player and the slot or the opportunity that is still preventing Kaepernick from getting signed.
What are you expecting in terms of the TV ratings this NFL season?
Well, last year they were up, and I do think that sometimes we talk about these minute differences in ratings, and they're read to a fare-thee-well. All ratings of all TV shows were down in this era of the internet and streaming and just a million other things to do with your phone. And yet last year, the NFL had a really fun, interesting season, and there was a rebound in ratings and a lot of interest. And so I think that I know this, that at the end of the year, when you rank the top 10 most TV programs, the majority, and in past couple years, been 7 or 8 of them, NFL games, not just the Super Bowl, but playoff games, even regular season Monday night football games. The NFL is still a cultural behemoth in a time of a fracturing monoculture.
Despite all of those tweets from President Trump, although he hasn't been tweeting about the NFL.
Well, he's
lately.
A cultural behemoth, too. Right.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.